Psalms chapter 68 verse 1. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. Verse 2. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Verse 3. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Verse 4. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name JAH, and rejoice before him. Verse 5. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Verse 6. God setteth the solitary in families, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Verse 7. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness. Selah, verse 8. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Verse 9. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance, when it was weary. Verse 10. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein, thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. Verse 11. The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Verse 12. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Verse 13. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Verse 14. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow and salmon. Verse 15. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan. An high hill is the hill of Bashan. Verse 16. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. Verse 17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels, the Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Verse 20. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Verse 21. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. Verse 22. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea. Verse 23. That thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. Verse 24. They have seen thy goings, O God. Even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. Verse 25. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Verse 26. Bless ye God and the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. Verse 27. There was little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Verse 28. Thy God hath commanded thy strength, strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Verse 29. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Verse 30. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver, scatter thou the people that delight in war. Verse 31. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Verse 32. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, verse 33. To him that writeth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Verse 34. Ascribe ye strength unto God, his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. Verse 35. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places, the God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.